I want to share this with you and with everybody else. I have not been to Lourdes myself. I'd like to go. I just haven't had the opportunity. But I experienced a kind of healing that involved Lourdes, even though I never went there. And here's what happened. There was a lady who used to work with me when I was publishing a magazine for many years called Envoy Magazine, Envoy. Some of you listening might even have subscribed to it at some point. And her name was Caroline. And so she was, when I first met Caroline, she was probably in her late 30s, I suppose. And she was married with six children, the prime of her life, super happy, very busy family, all kinds of adventures and things. And they were raising their young children. And Nancy and I knew her and her husband quite well. And we did things together as families and such. And Caroline started working as a writer for Envoy Magazine. She wrote a couple of departments, a couple of sections in the magazine. And she always was very, very mirthful. She always was smiling, it seemed, and she laughed very easily. She wasn't frivolous, so it wasn't as though she was an airhead or anything like that. She wasn't. She was just a joyful person, and she would laugh a lot. And when she was about, I have to go back and double check. She must have been about 42, 43. And she called me up one day, and as soon as she started talking, I could hear in her voice that she just sounded really fatigued. And she called me to tell me that she wasn't going to be able to continue writing for Envoy Magazine anymore because she had cancer. She had lung cancer. And what had happened was she was out for a bike ride on a beautiful sunny day, and she's just whizzing around the neighborhood on her bike, and she hit an uneven patch of cement on the sidewalk and took a tumble. And she got up and she noticed that her left side, her ribs were kind of bruised from her fall. Like, oh, that hurt. So she didn't think much of it. When you fall off a bike, chances are you're going to bump something. And so she figured, well, I just probably bruised a rib or something. But it didn't go away. And the pain remained. And after a week or two, she thought, well, maybe, I don't know, did I fracture a rib or something? So she went to the doctor. And the doctor examined her and said, no, you didn't fracture a rib, but it looks like maybe you might have bruised it. So just keep an eye on it. And he didn't catch what was going on. It took months and months. And eventually, one thing led to another, and they started doing more serious investigation, and they discovered that she had contracted lung cancer. She'd never smoked in her life. She'd never used tobacco at all. So now she's got lung cancer, and her health begins to decline. So she called me up and told me, she said, this is what happened. I've been diagnosed with lung cancer. I'm feeling pretty bad. I just can't continue writing because I'm kind of weak now. So I was really sad, and I realized this is serious, as lung cancer often is. So I tried to put it out of my mind. I didn't think too much about it. And I procrastinated going to see her, and her health declined. And I knew that her health declined. And I would talk to friends of hers, people that I knew who knew her as well. And they'd say, yeah, she's not doing well. And eventually, when it was clear that this was terminal and her health was really declining, and I kept telling myself, I'm going to go visit Caroline. And I didn't. And then I got the word one day that she had died. And so there was no more opportunity for me to go visit Caroline. And I'm being very candid with you. I really suffered at that point because I felt guilty and I felt foolish. And why didn't I go visit her? And that probably would have brightened her day. We could have had lots of, fun talking about her writing and all that. And I didn't do it, and I didn't do it, but probably because I was too busy or too lazy, or I'm not sure why, but I never visited Caroline. And I really regretted it. And so I took her death rather hard, and it was difficult for me. And I was just, a friend. I wasn't like her family. I wasn't that close to her, but I was close enough that it was a real pain for me, a pain in my heart. And I just thought, well, time will lessen this pain that I'm feeling. And stupid me, because I didn't go visit her when I had the chance to do so. So a couple of years went by, 3, 4, 5 years went by, something like that. And I was at a studio filming a television program, and I was in the you know, like the company cafeteria where people would have their lunch, and I was having my lunch, and there were a couple of women sitting at a nearby table, and one of them came over and said, "You know, I see you finished your lunch. You're Patrick Madrid." I said, "Yeah." She said, "Do you mind if I talk to you privately for a minute?" I said, "Sure." So we stepped out into the courtyard. And she said, "Well, my name's so-and-so." And she said, I have an apostolate where I bring people who are ill to Lourdes so they can go bathe in the water. And, you know, we're always hoping and praying for a miracle." And she says, "That's what I do. So I just, I help chaperone people and we bring them down into the waters where the people will bathe and such." And she said, "I just wanted to tell you about one woman who really had a big effect on me. Her name was Caroline." Now, I knew that Caroline and her husband had gone to Lourdes, but I didn't really think anything of it because nothing happened. She went to Lourdes, and short while after that, she died. So this woman now, 4 or 5 years later, she says, "The reason I want to talk to you is because this woman, Caroline, who I brought to Lourdes with her husband, she made a really profound impression upon me. I'll never forget her." And she said, "When she was there and when we were like helping her get ready and get into the water, she said, she was talking about you." I said, "Me? Why me?" She said, "I don't know, but she was talking about you and how much she liked you and how much she enjoyed working with Envoy Magazine and the writing that she did. And she just so enjoys knowing you and your wife, Nancy." And I said, "Well, you mean like she mentioned me?" She said, "No, she was talking about you for some length of time." And here's what happened. It's hard for me to really put it into words, but here's the best I can do. I experienced a healing from Lourdes. I wasn't at Lourdes. I didn't go into the water. Caroline did. She was the one who was sick. And she went into the water, and she did not get healed. But I got healed, I do believe, and I almost instantaneously lost that sense of guilt and regret and pain. It's hard for me to really put it into words, but I felt liberated from what I was going through, because I was in kind of a, you know, a mental prison out of all my regrets and things like that. So it was a momentous moment for me, and it was almost instantaneous, and it was almost as if I could feel Caroline smiling to me saying, "It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to worry about it. Everything's cool. I'm not mad at you. No need for you to be mad at you. Everything's good." So that's my Lourdes story, Cyrus. And I got a healing out of it. I'll be right back.
That's beautiful, Patrick.
Thanks. I'll be right back.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.